Buccaneer by Tim Severin. Read by John Cormack. In 1679, the Caribbean was a dangerous and lawless sea. Jamaica, Hispaniola, and the arc of islands known as the Caribbees were variously claimed by rival nations, notably France and England. The opposite shore, the main or continental coast, was jealously guarded by Spain as the vulnerable frontier of her vast land empire in the Americas. Smuggling was rife. For years, the island governments had made up for a lack of men and ships by deploying irregular local forces, which operated as little more than licensed brigands. They had acquired a taste for plunder, and though officially the region was now at peace, these soldiers and sailors of fortune were prepared to attack any easy and lucrative target. 1. Hector Lynch leaned back and braced himself against the sloop's mast. It was hard to hold the little telescope steady against the rhythmic rolling of the Caribbean swells, and the image in the lens was blurred and wavering. He was trying to identify the flag at the stern of a vessel which had appeared on the horizon at first light, and was now some 3 miles to windward. But the wind was blowing the stranger's flag sideways, directly towards him, so that it was difficult to see against the bright sunshine sparkling off the waves on a late December morning. Hector thought he saw a flicker of blue and white and some sort of cross, but he could not be sure.